undergone changes recently with the coach departing. Patrick Mouratoglou was down on the practice court in Chatry this morning. I think it was about 10 o'clock, just after 10 o'clock, she was out there. Mouratoglou was on court with her. Her dad, Corey, is obviously another voice in the team. There is still the issue of the forehand. We have seen that breaking down through this tournament. It is a tactic. It is a play for her opponent to try and go into it and to draw the errors. But as you say, it's going to be interesting because she has matured. Every year we matured. She will have tried to learn each time she's faced Świątek, and it's going to be... I don't see Świątek's level. She's one of these players. Sabalenka, I could see in a match there'll be peaks and troughs and ups and downs and purple patches. I think the dangerous thing for Świątek, especially on this surface, when she gets to this stage, I don't see there being too many dips because she gets into her groove.
Yes, I agree. And I think she has played exceptionally well. Well, since she's arrived here at Roland Garros, really, we haven't exactly seen any moments of uncertainty from her, whereas we have from Goff. We did against Schmiedlova. That forehand did start to break down on a couple of occasions in that fourth round encounter.
30 seconds. 30 seconds.
She is still, is she not? I mean, sometimes I make things up, but I don't think I'm making things up here.
Mesdames, messieurs, cette partie se déroule.
She's still in the doubles. She's in the doubles. Oh, I just made that up. She's still in the doubles. Through. Wow.
First for facts, Radio Roland Garros.
Through to the semi-finals. Coco Gauff and Jessica Pegula, the second seeds. They'll face the winner of the Chans, or Townsend and Fernandez. Leila Fernandez, I saw her getting her laundry done in our hotel yesterday. These little insights we can bring you. So, still going strong in the doubles. Remember last year she did the double here in terms of reaching the final of both the singles and the double, and it's going to be very interesting. A, the call that Świątek made off the coin toss. Is she going to take it to Gauff, or does she want to test out Gauff? And B, how the American starts this contest, because it has to be positive. It has to be aggressive. She cannot let Świątek build up a head of steam.
Well, she has to believe. She has to almost do more than believe. She has to know that this is her match to win. She cannot have any self-doubt. She cannot allow herself to dip at any point in this match, because Świątek is good enough to absolutely take advantage of the smallest sign of weakness from an opponent. And I think Gauff... has a phenomenal challenge on her hands. Terry has tweeted and said, "Good morning, from that
Terry.
Place, from Maryland, your highnesses."
Another one.
I'm afraid Świątek is going to be Alcaraz to Gauff's Tsitsipas.
Ooh.
With reference to last night's night match, where Alcaraz was on a different planet.
Was incredible to watch. To the point where the second set, he won it, no one clapped. Because, and it was nothing against Alcaraz, I've never seen anything like it in my life. We've witnessed something so special. No one clapped because they were so stunned that the world number five was being dismantled as he was. Not one person clapped. And it was the end of the set. I've never witnessed anything like it after seeing such phenomenal tennis from one side of the net. So we know it's Iga Świątek that took the initiative and said she would serve after winning the toss, and she takes the first point, drawing the error off the forehand side for the American.
Well, there's every chance that we could see something similar today. Tsitsipas didn't seem to do that much wrong against Alcaraz yesterday. It was just a lights-out performance from a player who's just reaching the peak of his powers.
I mean, he said, he kept saying, and we had Mariana translating to his box, Tsitsipas, that he couldn't handle the power of Alcaraz. And he also wasn't dealing with the spin. And if you're not dealing with the power or spin, that's that. And you could clearly see it with all the errors he was making before he looked up to his box and said, I can't deal with the power with which he's hitting.
And that's very difficult to overcome. You know, you can lift your own performance if you're having a bad day. You can try and G yourself up. You can try and be more attacking. But you can't be more attacking if you can't cope with the power that's coming from the other side of the net.
Serve out wide. Forehand back through the middle of the court. The backhand from Gauff cross court. Drops it a little bit shorter. Backhand cross court from Świątek, who's all in white. The white baseball cap. She slides into the centre of the court. Gauff moving Świątek around. Świątek gets a lucky net cord. Gauff has been drawn in. Tries to pass Gauff. Lovely volley, as you'd expect, from Coco Gauff.
Great improvisation from the American there. Because It wasn't exactly a mishit from Świątek, because I don't think she really does those. But it was a slightly bad bounce, and Goff had to adjust, and she came up with a beautiful, crafty volley, and then was ready for the put away.
30-15. Following this, we'll have Sasha Zverev against Thomas Martin Echeverry. And this evening we have Rude against Ruda.
That's going to be a nightmare to commentate, isn't it?
It was last year. Ruda Rude.
It's going to be one player called Rund.
Rund. I think that probably did slip out a couple of times. Very early take from Goff, but she misses the court, being very aggressive, signalling her intent.
I think that's what she's got to do. There's no point being passive against a player like Świątek. You will just be constantly walking from one side to the other without winning any points. And it'll just be a really nice walk on a lovely afternoon here in Paris, but probably not a very pleasant experience.
I was going to say, not a really nice walk.
Well, the walking bit will be nice.
Well, will it?
The scoreline, not so much.
Ace from Świątek to close out to Świątek. 15. So she has signalled her intent. It'll be very interesting, this first service game of the American, to see how she approaches it and what response she gets from her Polish opponent.
I like her attitude going into this match, Goff. I like the fact that she's saying, yeah, well, this is what I wanted. I want this match. I want this opportunity. I want a rematch. I wasn't happy with how I played in the final last year at Roland Garros. And this is my chance. I'm pleased to see Świątek on the other side of the net. And I think that's the best attitude to have. She's got to be bold. She's got to go for it. She's got to go for her shots. I'm sure she and Patrick Mouratoglou will have worked out a good game plan against Świątek. There aren't going to be any secrets. She'll have a very clear idea what she has to do. There's not going to be any working things out.
Goff, with the player boxes behind her, serves into the net. It has a really lovely outfit of the light blue tank top fitted with the floated two-tiered skirt, which is black and white round the rim, and a white headband. And Świątek just missing, looking to go back behind and down the line past Goff.
And I think Świątek's really just decided she's going to have one outfit for this time of year, and it'll do for Wimbledon and it'll do for Roland Garros, because there's not a, that I can see, any colour on it whatsoever. Just pure white, white hat, white skirt, white shorts, sleeveless top.
Which leaves you with a lot of laundry to do. White on the clay, and it was a good body serve from Goff.
Zero.
But when you're a three-time Grand Slam champ, you probably don't worry too much about the laundry.
Well, she may have more than one outfit.
100%. Many, many.
And also, players never have to worry about their laundry, because as Lola Fernandez was demonstrating, you get your laundry done for you. But usually what happens is players will bring their laundry to the locker room, and the attendants in the locker room will do all the laundry for them.
Amazing. Forehand, it's a very aggressive return serve from Świątek. Took it fairly early on the rise.
30-15.
At radio_RG to get in touch with us, French Open Radio, FFT.fr for your emails.
And Liza says, take heart, ancient carries the sense of former or previous, not so much of the decrepitude.
I know, but when you say it, it's the tournament of the ancients. I don't think I ever want to be referred to as ancient.
It's lost in translation a little bit.
But I spoke to a couple of the players taking part in it, and they referred to it as the Legends event. There we go. Forehand spun over, as it is, but a little bit shorter from Goff, and Goff with a double-handed backhand. Świątek is being very aggressive positionally. High ball from Goff, brought down heavy, middle of the court from Świątek, who plays a double-handed backhand cross-court to the service line. Backhand cross-court, just ramping things up a little bit, Goff, and drawing the error.
I'm trying to remember if Wimbledon's now started calling it the Legends, because they did always call it the Ladies and Gentlemen's Invitational.
Lovely.
Obviously, the rest of us just call it the Legends. Legends, that's what everyone else calls it.
Game points for 1-1 in the first set. off backhand return is deep from Świątek, and it's even deeper on the line from Goff. Goff has to come in a high ball. She goes up the line, squash shot back, smashed away from Goff. She said, this is not coming back anytime soon. Thank you very much. And she holds to 15, as Iga Świątek did in her first service game of this quarterfinal.
Well, she's also saying, I'm not going to spend my afternoon trailing around after your shots on the baseline. I am not going to do that. You are not going to have things your own way. I'm going to be aggressive. I'm going to try and close down the net. I'm going to try and close down the angles. And I'm going to try and cut down the number of opportunities you have. And again, an important tactic for Goff. It's easier said than done, because to be aggressive, you need to be able to read the play from the opponent and try and wrestle the initiative from them.
Only two players have dropped fewer games en route to the Roland Garros quarterfinals. Nine that Iga Świątek has dropped. And that was Dinara Safina, five games in 2009, and Mary Pierce, four games in 1994. Ruthless as she comes into Akov the forehand. Oh. And she got caught in two minds, whether to half volley it or drop shot it. Did nothing with it, Świątek, and it's love 15.
Of course, Roland Garros, I believe, was the scene of one of the most one-sided Grand Slam finals of all time. And I'm not going to remember when it was, but I believe it was Graf and Zvereva here. Six love, 34 minutes in 1988.
Świątek serves out wide. The other thing against... So Goff is 0-6 against Świątek. She's 0-6... against top 10 opponents in her last 10 matches. So I guess you could look at that and say, well, she's got nothing to lose. She can play freely, play her own game.
Well, I think the important thing is she doesn't get drawn into playing Świątek's game.
Oh, and none of us want to do that if we're facing her. Not that we would be. Świątek serves down the tee, the backhand up the line, the backhand swept across court, the stretch from Goff, the backhand line from Świątek comes into the middle of the court. She's woven away forward, but she's passed. She is passed by Koga Goff, who does a little spin around at the back of the court, and it's 15-30.
It's a very strong start from Koga Goff here. That backhand, stunning. Great footwork from the American. Got herself into position. Knew exactly what she wanted to do. Having drawn Świątek in, she was ready with the passing shot.
15-30. A little opening. Świątek serves down the tee. It's snapped back. It's short. And it's a heavy, flat, winning forehand for the defending champion of world number one.
I mean, let's face it, Goff has already doubled the number of games that Świątek has dropped in the last three matches.
Always look for a positive. I agree with that. No, I'm the same. You can always, largely, someone will message in when you could, but you can largely find a positive and always try and do that. 30-all, 1-all. Unless your sits pass last night against Alcaraz, and they weren't an awful lot of positives, apart from the fact that the third set lasted as long as it did.
I suppose a positive is that it wasn't a first round. You know, Tsitsipas actually...
I think it's almost worse that it comes at that stage.
But not if you look in the context of Tsitsipas's year, where, again, he's had a few injury problems at the start of the year, had that shoulder injury, has struggled to find confidence and get runs of matches. And he's had a run of matches here.
Ooh. Ooh. Oh, the ball girl thought about catching that. Ooh. Let it bounce first, wisely.
It was very high, wasn't it?
Very high.
Looking up into the sun, I wouldn't want to try to catch that.
No, let it bounce. Game point. Świątek serves the backhand to the feet of the pole, who pulls out the backhand cross court, the backhand down the line from Goff. Goff with the forehand, and that's where the error comes from, and it's juice.
Świątek maintenant, 2-1.
Confirmation, we're on serve in the early stages. We are 11 minutes into this. Stefan has gone for a late lunch actually today, because local time it's 2:15, but Stefan is out for lunch. We still have Sashiro against Thomas Martin Echeverry to come. What's making you chuckle?
I'm laughing because you said Stefan was out to lunch, and it made it sound like he was mentally not quite here. Whereas in fact he's just physically not quite here.
Physically physically he is not here, mentally he is always here. If you happen to be listening inside Philippe Chatry, because we heard from two people last night who had been here the last 4 days but hadn't got in touch with us, and obviously we had Vic yesterday who we sort of semi-stalked from our commentary box window. So if you
there's
are listening
there's a theme
to us,
developing, isn't there? Vic, Alex Karecha.
If you are listening to us, you might not want to, and you are within Philippe Chatrier, do send us a message at radio_rg or frenchradio.ft.fr, as I think lunch is winding up because there's a lot of people who've just made their way in, some still carrying the remnants of their lunch but not wanting to miss out on this repeat of last year's final.
La première place disponible, s'il vous plaît.
Well, with due respect to Hadej Meyer and Jabeur, who we saw earlier today, and if you just joined us, Hadej Meyer beat Ons Jabeur through to her first Grand Slam semi-final.
Merci.
This is the match of the day for me, the women's match of the day. This is the match you look at and go, I want to watch that one.
If you want to see a little behind-the-scenes look at Radio Roland Garros, Sophie Abiak, well, we were trying to get on air this morning, took a little video narrating all the time, so you can find that on Sophie's Twitter. I've retweeted it, as I think Courtney Walsh, so you can take a look. You can see Stefan in the flesh, have a look at the view from our commentary box window, and see us getting on air in the morning. Backhand cross court from Goff, the backhand cross court from Świątek, cross court, they go to the backhand, then she changes up to the forehand, and it's a winner for the world number one.
Untouchable from Świątek there. And Goff knew where that was going, but had no answer. The problem you have when playing Świątek is it's not one thing that you have to worry about. It's a bit like when you play Alcaraz. It's not just the power. It's not just the pace. It's not just the court craft. It's not just the volleys. It's not just the movement. It's everything. There isn't a weakness to exploit.
Love 15.
Come on!
Out wide miss. So down the tee. That was a thunderous inside and winner off the second serve that left Goff lunging.
Well, moments of pressure and moments of danger here for Coco Goff. Taking a second just to go to the towel box, towel down her hand. Sometimes on days like this where the temperature's warm, the racket hand gets a bit slippery, a bit sweaty, and you need to just keep toweling down.
Love 30. Backhand from Goff through the middle of the court. Świątek, you can see her, look, she just wants it on the forehand, but now she switches it to the backhand of Goff, and Goff nets. Two forehand errors, then into the net off the backhand side, and love 40.
A shout of come on Coco for the American, hugely popular player all around the world really, Coco Goff, but certainly the underdog here, and as we've been discussing, that will get her a few cheers just by virtue of the matchup.
Soft serve centre of the box, the net on the follow up off the return, the frustrated bounce of the spare ball away, and there's a break to love for the world number one and defending champion.
Well, I talked up how well Coco Goff had started this match, and that was a pretty poor service game, really. Missed a couple on the backhand side, which is often the stronger, at least safer shot for Goff. We know how ruthless Świątek is. We've seen it time and time again.
Minutes played into the body of Goff, who pulls out a delightful off backhand from her left hip for the winner.
0-15.
Love 15. Serve into the body again, but again the backhand is dug out. Backhand through the centre, another switch to the forehand side. The forehand of Goff looping sits up mid-court into the net, caused Świątek a couple of problems because it was something different that she had to deal with.
Better from Goff. And if she can reclaim that break of serve, it will settle everything down. The danger with Świątek is once she gets a break, she's a very, very good front runner.
Can you hear the wind? It's not as windy.
Oh!
As it has been, just seeing the skirt fluttering of Coco Gauff. It's like our windsock. Love 30, 3-1. Świątek just taking a little bit more time. Radio Roland Garros, you are listening to. Lovely to have your company. The off backhand return back to the forehand. It was back behind Gauff. She wasn't able to readjust and get there. And it was pinpoint accuracy from the pole.
Well, it's what you expect, Świątek. Almost as if she's got a magnet on each line.
Yeah.
She finds the lines time and time again. Her precision is extraordinary.
I thought she was distracted by my squeaky chair.
Still very squeaky, isn't it? Needs a bit of that magic spray, doesn't it? The WD-40 spray.
Stefan might have it in his rucksack because he's got everything in that big green rucksack. So we'll see if he's got any squeaky oil spray. Second serve, 15-30 down, 3-1 up, the defending champion. Serve kicks up the backhand, pushes Świątek back into a defensive backhand. On the slide, the backhand down the line to the forehand of Gauff, who lofts it up, and the backhand netted from Świątek. Breakpoint opportunities.
15-40.
And again, the cries of come on, Coco, ringing out from Court Philippe Chatrier. Minutes in. 3-1, Świątek. What can Coco Gauff do here?
Świątek settles herself, leans forward, pauses, tosses up the ball, serves out wide, forehand, is wild and wide.
Yeah, it was a good serve from Świątek when it counted. Gauff not quite reading a pole serve at the moment. But you can read, it's one thing to read it, it's another thing to be able to find a way to get it back into court with interest.
Another opportunity to break the serve here. Świątek serves down the tee, forehand slapped through the middle of the court, the forehand whipped cross court into the corner, and she gets a short high ball. Someone yells out in the middle of the point that was random and unnecessary, so I think they're going to get a talking to.
Świątek
come on, Kader. Are we? Really? No. And that was the breaker serve. So we are back on serve 3-2. I did hear that. Did you hear that?
I did hear that. I'm wondering if it was a small child, because it was quite a high-pitched cry.
I think you still have to sort of make the point politely.
I agree, and I mean, Świątek didn't look up after the point, didn't make any sign that she had heard that noise or that had put her off. But it was certainly an uncharacteristic miss from Świątek. But, yeah, no one's saying anything about it.
Ooh, I have another winner or winners for you. Bianca Andreescu is into the mixed doubles final with her partner Michael Venus. Two tie breaks, 7 points to 5, 7 points to 4 against Dabrowski and
Lamont.
They will face Miu Kato and Tim Puetz. So it's an unseeded mixed doubles final that you will hear here in Roland Garros tomorrow from midday. I haven't told you yet, but in the company of Simon and Eleanor. If you're listening, Simon.
Sorry, Simon. Sorry.
12 o'clock start tomorrow.
Well, Kato's having an eventful tournament.
She is. She is.
No question about it.
Installez-vous rapidement, s'il vous plaît. Merci.
Do keep your tweets and emails coming. Obviously, we're focusing very much on this match, but we love to hear your thoughts. What do you think Coco Gauff needs to do here to come through this?
Me or the listeners?
I'm talking to the listeners, and you can tweet us at radio_RG. I mean, you can tweet us too if you like, but I think you might be busy.
Might be busy. I'm not going to tweet.
French Open Radio at fft.fr on the email.
Good defensive forehand from the back of the court from Goff. That forehand sits the middle of the court. The backhand cross got scooped up. Backhand. Świątek let it fly. So she went into the forehand a couple of times. Świątek drew the error off the backhand side. Switching the play.
Melissa said, yesterday's commentary on Radio Roland Garros had me laughing a lot. I wonder what funny conversations will be had today. I don't know what you mean. We're always incredibly serious here at Radio Roland Garros.
I think we finally stopped the film titles. I think that's done now.
If you do think of any more film titles,
I think
song
done.
Titles,
done.
I'm quite happy to see them. I'll certainly read them out.
Down the centre, into the corner, and the high moon ball up from Świątek. And Goff didn't let it bounce. She took it out the sky. She finds the tram line. It's a difficult one because she was up until the early afternoon sunshine.
Eduardo says, as a Brazilian, it's so great to hear Bia doing so well at Paris through Radio Roland Garros earlier today. I love the whole radio team. You're the best company to have, and I look forward to your coverage every single year. So Beatrice Haddad Meyer wrote to the camera, to my grandparents.
Oh.
Keep fighting.
Oh.
Thank you, Eduardo, and thank you for the translation.
Oh, that's lovely. So thank you.
15:30.
On the board. Goff. Serving for the American. Levels things up at 30-all.
I had to explain the film titles to Chris Bowers yesterday because there he was doing his last commentary of this year for Radio Roland Garros before he moves over to those pesky people at television. And he saw lots of tweets saying faulty Bowers and he thought he'd done something wrong.
Bowers in the attic.
Bowers in the attic. Austin Bowers. It was a whole rich vein of form on Chris Bowers' film titles.
30, it just works well, doesn't it, actually, Bowers, with film and song titles?
Yeah, I did point out to him that we also had Harry Potter and the Chambers of Secrets.
So, short serve down the tee, gets a deep return. Świątek with the back, finds a lovely angle, scooped up, Goff back into position down the line, but the net is found. And from love 30 to game point.
40-30.
Day today, getting up to 28 degrees Celsius.
There were clouds this morning, though, when I looked out of my window.
It was rain when I left the hotel.
Goodness me.
I know.
What's going on?
Also leaving the hotel at the same... This wasn't for my run. This was later when I left to come here. Ava Azraki Moore, the chair umpire, was leaving, and we both walked out roughly at the same time. Felt a drop of water. We both looked skywards as if to say, no, I'm not ready for this. I was thinking, I don't have an umbrella, I don't have a hood, I don't have anything. Service return winner inside the baseline from Świątek, but luckily, it was, I think it had been, I think I missed the shower, and it stopped, and I could see, I was with Stefan, we were walking to work together, and I saw the blue skies, I said, let's walk that way. So we came in a different way, because I just wanted to walk.
Towards the blue sky.
Towards the blue sky.
Yes, I mean, we've been so, so spoilt with the weather here at Roland Garros so far in the first 10 days. And the forecast is pretty good for the duration of the tournament. Blue skies, mid-20s, so high 70s into the 80s degrees Fahrenheit. Świątek just missing the return there off a very, very good Goff serve.
Very good serve.
And so it was quite a surprise to see clouds and rain.
Yeah, it really was.
It was against the run of play.
Like, hang on a second. But it cleared up and there's a few white cotton woolly clouds in the skies above, but they're not affecting anything. They're not shielding the sun. There's no protection, which is why a lot of the crowd have hats on. Baseball cap hats or those lovely sort of boater hats, straw hats, sunglasses and hopefully sun cream. Serve down the tee, back through the middle of the court. Game point, Goff from love 30. Goff with the forehand, that drops short, backhand cross, but Goff stretches on the slide, sits up for the net that's found off the high backhand from Świątek. You never see what she's feeling because she keeps her head bowed and she has the peak of the baseball cap, so you can never really see the face or the facial expressions. But from being a break to the good, we're now locked at 3 games all, 26 minutes played, first set.
Well, it's been a while since Świątek had to wrestle with the notion of losing more than one game a set. 3-all. And Goff holding her own. She has been a breakdown. She has been a breakdown in this set. She did reclaim that break of serve.
Turn 22 at these championships. Probably not got stuck into her Lego Colosseum quite yet. Or maybe she does. Maybe that's how she winds down at the end of the day. But travelling with a giant Lego set, I lose pieces when it's in one place. I don't know how. But she seems to be a very organised, structured person. So,
yes, as I say, I think you'd want to put all the pieces perhaps in Ziploc bags. Be really annoying to be in a hotel room, lose a piece of Lego, move on to the next hotel room.
I mean, it's gone, isn't it?
Infuriating.
Yeah.
Let alone for the next person who uses the hotel room and steps on the Lego.
Oh, bit of the Colosseum in their foot. Short ball from Goff, cross-court approach from Świątek. Half volley delight from the world number one.
Beautiful play from Świątek there. Just got really low to that volley, didn't she? Just guided it cross court. No way Goff was ever going to get there to get it back. It was a beautiful angle. Little piece of perfection. Not the first that we've seen from Iga Świątek at these championships.
Serve out wide. Thump back, clip the top of it, goes to the back inside of Goff. Goff's such a good athlete, isn't she? Scampering around the back of the court, being moved around by Świątek. Squash shot Goff draws in Świątek, who just slices the forehand back. The half volley from Świątek should put this away, Goff. Oh, she doesn't! Almost ran into the ball. Such was her rush, and she saw that Świątek was scurrying back.
Well, she made it better than it needed to be. Trying to hit it as close to the line as possible and just got it slightly wrong. She was moving at pace. She'd set everything up beautifully there. And in her desire to attack and her desire to put it away, just overhit.
Game points for the first love hold of this quarterfinal. They're both opened up holding to 15. Had a couple of breaks. Looking for the first clean hold of this quarterfinal. The winner to face Beatrice Hadadj Meyer, who came through in 3 and over 2 hours against Ons Jabeur. And that is a love hold and a 4-3 lead for the defending champion. The opening set of this quarterfinal. And this year we've got mixed Anciennes taken to the court. Currently have Kim Clijsters and Arnaud Clément against Sergey Bruguera and Agnieszka Radwanska.
Quite like how they muddle up the eras in these competitions.
Well, it levels it out, yeah, doesn't it?
In terms of fitness and age, yeah.
And there's more younger ladies than men, if you're with me.
I am.
Yeah. So I think you have to... And I think they're mixing up the pairs. So yesterday we had... did we have Natalie Tozier and Caroline Wozniacki? But, you know, as again, we're just to balance it out a bit. Because if you start Radwanska with Wozniacki, I mean, just everyone go home. It's just a little bit unfair.
I mean, they'd have a great time because they're good friends. But yes, it would be somewhat sobering if you were 20 years older than them and had to play them at this stage.
Vix at the airport. Found a TV at my gate to watch the action before my flight. Thanks to the chat this week, made it even more fun. Came earlier this year after the fab fourth round of quarters I listened to last year that paid off, and very happy that she was mentioned in the same breath as Alex Korotchev.
We have our favourites here.
Installez-vous rapidement, s'il vous plaît, merci. Les joueuses sont prêtes.
They are. They're ready. Loads of people still come in, sit down, come on.
Yes, on that right-hand side, particularly to the right of our commentary position, still quite a lot of movement in the stands.
These two scuttling in with their bottles of water. Excellent, stay hydrated. They don't know where to sit, though, so they're just sort of standing by the gate. They'll have to find somewhere to go soon. But not as Coco Gauff is serving at 3-4. Not happy with the ball toss, she aborts it. And everyone resets. Serve out wide. The forehand cross court. It's a vicious return, but Goff somehow keeps it in, keeps the point going, moves Świątek back into a short ball for Goff to go drop shot. Very well played.
Very well played, a very well worked point from Coco Gauff.
15-0.
And that's what you have to do. You have to take charge. You have to be the one bossing Świątek around.
Yeah. Stefan's back with his can of that red can of famous drink. You've got one too, I see.
I have, yes.
It's catching. Kadanuni is out to look at a line that Goff wants checked. He's looking, he's having another look, and he's saying, yep, I was good. So Goff will run her foot through it.
Gaza.
Goff, one of those players who takes a selection of balls from the ball kid. Picks out the one that she likes the best.
You have to be happy with your ball. Oh, that ball boy, he's got three, and he's scurrying and sliding and all over the shop. They've done such a good job, the ball boys and ball girls. You see them warming up in the morning when we arrive at around 9 o'clock. They're going through their paces out on the walkways outside of Philippe Chatrier. Forehand down the line, the backhand back up the line. Goff with the forehand sits up, sort of flatten out that backhand, but she does flatten out the backhand down the line. The forehand from Goff again, it's kind of loopy, sits up the backhand down the line from Świątek, down the line again. Goff with another forehand, sits up, short ball hammered away into the corner with a high off forehand from Świątek. She finally got the ball she wanted off the Goff forehand.
15-30.
Yep, Świątek knew exactly what she was doing there. I think this must be the most difficult surface to be ball crew on.
Yeah.
Because it's slippy and slidey.
A lot of slippy and slidey.
Particularly along the baseline with just the footmarks are there.
Although,
hard to get your footing.
Late in the day on the grass, that's going to be some sliding.
Yes, back that's true. When it gets a little bit dewy.
Gosh, yeah. Lose your footing there.
I mean, none of them are easy.
No. 15-30. Serve out wide. The backhand billows long from Świątek.
And it's so much pressure for these young people to be out there, especially on these courts. And, you know, to be out on Court Philippe Chatrier in the heat and the level of concentration that you have to have. And you know, if you do something inadvertently, you fall over or you slip over or you drop the ball, you know, and you've got 14,000 people giggling at you.
Yeah. Blocked back by Świątek. Does land in. It's 30-3-4. Świątek backhand cross court to the Goff backhand. Netted. Break point. Convert here. And Świątek will serve for the first set.
30-40.
Have a safe flight, we should say, Vic.
Oh, yes, sorry. Yes, I do have a safe flight. Enjoy the journey. And come back and see us again next year.
And tune in for the rest of the week when you're back home.
Of course.
Of course. Break point, Świątek, 4-5-3. 35 minutes on the clock. Goff apologising because you're not happy and she aborts the ball toss. Serves down the tee. And you heard the net was clipped. Going to the forehand wing of the defending champion, world number one, just turned 22, loves a tiramisu.
It's a very good rhyme.
Yeah. Oof, boy, went for the body serve, just missed the box.
Just turned 23, loves a cup of tea. I'm just giving you something for next year.
I don't know if she does. She does generally like tiramisu. Forehand, thundered back, but it hits the net, goes back her own side, and it's juice.
Just turned 23, loves a book or three.
Ah, no, that's better. When she turns 24,
Drops the book on the floor.
And at 25,
we could do this all day, couldn't we? Juice. On
nope.
The golf serve.
Doesn't rhyme. Serve down the tee. Ball boy came forward, but then the girl at the net scrambled forward, so I'm getting that one. So he went back into position. She's now beside Kadanuni's chair to the left hand side. Second serve, juice 3-4. Forehand spins back from Świątek. Świątek then double handed. Backhand to backhand down. Oh, outright winner. A beauty of a backhand line winner from Goff for game point.
As we said, the backhand is, in lots of ways, the better shot. It's a safer shot. It's a shot which she feels she can be most aggressive on, and that was the best backhand that she's hit so far today. 36 minutes into this match.
Game point. Oh, again, once again from this end, facing the president's box. She's not happy with the ball toss. Misses again, looking to kick it up into the body of Świątek. Ball girl scurries across. Point for four all. Serve centre of the box. Świątek tees off. And 37 minutes played. It is four games all.
Quatre jeux partout.
And looking.
It's looking close. It is close. It's not, it's, you know, I think people, anyone who is predicting a rout in this match, I think it doesn't do to underestimate Coco Gauff. We haven't in any way, I don't feel, seen the best of her.
Right, so,
so far in her career.
She's got four games, and in all the set, remember, she's never won a set of Świątek in the previous six meetings, but in their last meeting in Dubai this year, she lost the first set 6-4, and then in the very first meeting in Rome, it went to a tie break. So if she has equaled her second best against Świątek, can she keep hanging on in there? Or she's doing more than that at the moment against the world number one. Double hander back on the slide from Gauff, very deep. Gauff opens up the forehand and spins it, but it sits up short, and the high backhand misses from Świątek.
0-15.
6-1, 6-3 in the final here last year. An hour and 8 minutes is all that Iga Świątek took. Locked here at 4-4. The first point's gone against the defending champion serve. Some metal for people to thud into. Serve out wide. The backhand pushes Świątek back into a short ball. Up the line goes Gauff. Gauff now with the backhand goes down the other way. She missed. It would have been a winner.
Didn't miss it by much.
And that was Świątek having a little word up to her box.
We haven't seen much of that so far at Roland Garros. Gauff just putting her under pressure. As I said, she wasn't far off making that backhand, and the backhand return of serve really set that up for Gauff. If she can nail a couple of those returns and put the Świątek serve under pressure here.
Serve out wide, lovely return of serve. Deep ball off the forehand from Świątek, very deep on the forehand from Gauff, and the error from Świątek, the fist pump from Gauff, and it's 15-30.
I was just looking up the famous quote from Vitas Gerulaitis with reference to that head-to-head record. Yeah. Lost 17 times in a row to Jimmy Connors, and when he finally beat him, he said, "Let that be a lesson to you all. Nobody beats Vitas Gerulaitis 17 times in a row."
15-30. Oh! Missed serve down the tee. Forehand crunched back, half volley from the baseline from Świątek. Świątek, can she pass her at the net? The volley from Gauff, surely Świątek gets this now. Yes, she does. Wow.
But Lizzie in Utah says, come on, Coco. So relieved we're even for now. Perhaps a little pessimistic, but it seems unlikely she'll pull through. Well, I wouldn't put it past her, Lizzie. There's plenty of hope still at 30-all, 4-all in this first set.
Body serve. Backhand, off backhand return. High ball for the forehand of Goff to spin it in and sit up on the service line. And Świątek can let that ball drift long. And it's game point as Eduardo emails us saying, as a Brazilian, it's so great to hear Bia doing so well at Paris through Radio Roland Garros earlier today. Love the whole Radio Roland Garros team. You're the best company to have. I anxiously look forward to your coverage every single year. Did you read that one earlier?
I did.
It's just when I saw the...
It saves Stefan editing a loop, though, doesn't it, if you just repeat everything.
I wonder why you were looking at me, sort of. If you had your glasses on, you'd be looking at me over the nose of your glasses. Game point, 5-4, Świątek. Well, there you go, Eduardo. It was so good from Southern Brazil that we read it twice. It was only when I got to the bit about her grandparents, I was like, this sounds familiar. Not that I don't listen to everything you say, Anna.
Uh-huh.
Yeah.
Melissa's come up with a good song title. Again, Chris Bowers themed. The Bowers of Love. Sung to the tune of Power of Love by Frankie Goes to Hollywood.
It's amazing, isn't it? How Bowers works.
Just
so
work.
Well.
Jonathan says, a movie title if Coco loses this match. Brassed Goff.
Who?
Like Brassed Off. Brassed Goff.
Oh, yes.
I don't know if it's a good... if we have to explain them to her people. Gigi doesn't love puns as much as I do, but I know there were a few people out there who were itching to give us movie and song and play titles, book titles. We'll take them all. Anything with a bit of a tennis pun in it.
Eleanor is ready and waiting.
Always poised.
Oh, please.
Exactly. Call has come. The players are out.
Installez-vous très rapidement, s'il vous plaît, mesdames, messieurs. Merci.
Kadanoub is having to say a lot of that. Because they are still... I mean, Stefan's back from lunch in pretty good time, but this lot have not come back in good time. Come on, sit down.
It's much more full than it was, but as yes. You say, it's taking a little while for everybody to find their seats.
Et installez-vous rapidement, s'il vous plaît, merci. Les joueurs sont.
I think Stefan switched the aircon on as well.
Oh. Kadanoub just saying, can you hurry up? Can you be a bit more rapid, please?
In a very polite way. 4-5.
Installez-vous, s'il vous plaît, merci.
Sit down.
Well, particularly when you are coming into seats behind the person serving, where you're in the returner's line of vision. And I'm sure Coco Gauff can see out of the corner of her eye people moving.
Just didn't move her body out, though, but somehow Goff found the court. She slices the ball mid-court, drops it short. Świątek with the backhand cross-court. Backhand deeper from Goff. Goff comes forward with a volley, cuts it short. Świątek gets and loops it back into court and past the outstretching Goff.
Well, against most players, that would have been a winner from Coco Gauff. It was a well-worked point. It was a beautiful volley. She put a very, very sharp angle on it. But Świątek is very quick around the court, and her mind is so quick. Her anticipation is so good. She was already moving there, read the play, got it back into court behind Gauff, and there was nothing the American could do at that point.
4-5, love 15. 45 minutes on the match clock. Listening to Radio Roland Garros first serve into the net. The swaying Świątek, the bouncing of the ball by Goff. Goff tosses the ball up, serves, kicks up, taken early from Świątek, who's inside the baseline with the forehand into the net. Goes Goff, and now Iga Świątek is 2 points away from the first set.
Kevin says one flew over the Coco's nest.
It's quite good. Goff will get another go at the first serve.
Premier serve.
Poor boys. Two of them back into position at the back of the court behind Goff. Goff just steadily bouncing the ball, pausing, reaching up, tossing the ball, serving down the tee, the off backhand off the return. The net found by Goff, and it is love 40, which also means it is triple set point for the defending champion.
all the hard work that Coco Gauff has put in to get to this point of this first set. And on that occasion, it was the return from Swiatek that was just too good for Gauff. And she's staring down the barrel here.
She misses on the first serve, and it was so deep it nearly knocked Swiatek over. Serve sits up, it's crunched by Swiatek, goes back to the backhand of Swiatek, who adjusts herself and goes cross court. This is set point. Backhand is pushed very, very deep, finds the line, mid court ball, cross court winner. And Iga Swiatek breaks Coco Gauff to love to take the set in 47 minutes by 6-4.
Well, just that surge right at that moment. And we've seen someone like Novak Djokovic do that so many times. Just raise his level just when he needs to. And Swiatek ruthless there on that Coco Gauff service game, firing in the returns, taking charge, moving Gauff around, drawing the errors from the American. And a little bit frustrating for Coco Gauff as she sits in her chair, just digesting. She fought very hard in that set, but she just couldn't match Swiatek when it counted.
No, she couldn't. She did well to stay with her for as long as she did. She broke the Swiatek serve. More and more people are making their way into Philippe Chatrier. We still have a lot of action for you. What we will do, if the matches do go quickly, we will... Stefan is piecing together a day's reaction highlights. In case you have missed or will need to miss any of the action, loads of reaction piled in there. And then our build-up to... And we might not need this if the matches run through and run long. And then our build-up to the night session will start at 8 o'clock if there is no tennis on court. The Ruud-Runa rematch from last year's quarterfinal. And then tomorrow we have our first final. Mixed doubles.
How did that happen? I feel like we're on day three. Things go very, very quickly sometimes at Grand Slams. Manny from Monmouth says, please, 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 if Gauff wins today, can we agree that Stefan commentates on just one game of the Zverev match? It's all I ask. Just one game.
Do you agree to that?
And this is coming from someone who's a huge Swiatek fan.
Okay, Stefan. You better, if you don't want to commentate, you better root for Swiatek. Because if, there we go. Two hands aloft from Stefan. He's now become a massive, although we should be neutral, he's become a massive Swiatek fan. Jose in his hose is out with three friends who are carrying the hose so it doesn't rub along the surface of the clay. Iga Swiatek left the court to, and a big bag, so probably a full change of the white outfit. And Coco Gauff is sat there under an umbrella, taking the positives from that first set. And there were positives, but... knowing that she has to go again because still now in 6.5 meetings, not taken a set off her.
Well, she has to go again and she has to lift her level again, which is not easy to find the self-belief to do that. Delia says, hello, ladies. Since you both have titles, my daughter and I have been trying to come up with titles for the other members of the team.
Oh, lovely. What have you got?
Marcus the Martian. I like that.
Yeah, we can take that.
Simon the Storyteller.
He's just written a book, did you know?
Yeah, I don't know if he's... Has he mentioned
it? No, he hasn't mentioned it.
No, as I keep saying, it's taking me ages to colour it in. I think the pop-ups are a bit much.
Right, who else?
What about the others, said Delia. Well, there's a challenge.
Oh, that's just two.
Well, yes. I mean, what do we think for Chris Bowers?
So we've got Marcus the Martian.
Yeah.
Simon the Storyteller.
Do they have to be alliterative?
Chris or Bowers the... Sophie the... Stefan the...
Stefan the Super.
Stefan the Super.
Super. Super. Sounds much better in French, doesn't it? Stefan the Super.
Stefan is Super. Courtney's.
Yes.
Sophie.
Oh, I don't know.
Very different, the Courtneys, but both lovely, so it's quite hard to think of something that's a different title for both of them.
Iga Swiatek is
deuxième
back.
Manche.
She's set.
Un peu le silence, s'il vous plaît. Mesdames, messieurs, merci.
Courtney, the chicken and waffles eater.
Les joueuses sont prêtes.
It's not alliterative,
but it doesn't have a flow to it, does it?
It doesn't have a flow. No, I think it requires some work.
lot of work.
I mean, it's not Courtney the connoisseur, based on that.
Oh, that's a bit harsh. She would beg to differ. Is she next, actually, Courtney?
She might be. I'm going to be in trouble.
The sun has disappeared, I think, for the first time during play in these 11 days. One of those pesky cotton wool like clouds is just covering it momentarily.
But I'm sure if you're in the sun in Court Philippe Chatrier, you're probably quite glad of a few moments of respite.
Look at this. It's almost a cloudy day. What's happening? I'm sure it'll be back soon. They are bubbling up a little bit, the clouds. They're still of the white variety. Świątek leans forward, rocks back, tosses up that ball, serves into the net. Elsewhere, Henry Searle from Great Britain is through to the boys' singles quarterfinals. He beat David Fix of Germany 6-1, 6-4. We've got Samsonova and Kudermetova against Shay and Wang. And Wang and Shay are two love up in the early stages of the women's doubles quarterfinal. Inside the baseline, heavy forehand cross court winner, and they call it, instead of the Tournoi des Anciennes, it's the Trophy of Legends. The mixed Trophy of Legends match on Court Susan Longland is tiebreak between Kleisters and Clermont, Radvanska and Bruguera.
Sophie the soliloquizer. I'm not entirely sure that's a word. Is it a verb?
Keep thinking.
I'm not even sure I could spell it.
Well, maybe we need a French word.
Saucy.
Sophie, I don't think saucy is a French word. The approach on the forehand from Goff. The net is found by Świątek, and Goff gets her first point of the second set.
Heather says, Sophie the Sophisticat.
Yes. I need one for Chris. He's not with us anymore, as in he's not on radio. he's on the World Feed television. We can pass it on at our team dinner, which we're having tomorrow night. It's very exciting.
Well, there must be something we can do with the word Bowers.
Bowers the Brave?
Bowers the Powers.
Bowers. The Powers of Bowers.
The Powers of Bowers.
3015.
The Towers of Bowers.
Bowers.
The book J.R.R. Tolkien never quite got round to writing.
Backhand down the line from Świątek. Świątek with the backhand. That made Stefan laugh. Game points.
40-15.
It's very cold in here because the air conditioning's on, but we're off in 3 minutes. No, it's fine, Stefan. If you're fine, then we're off in 3 minutes. But it is chilly, isn't it? You can see your breath as you speak.
You are very wussy.
I know.
Even by my standards.
I know, I'm very wussy. I'm freezing. Look at the goosebumps.
Poor Stefan's had to go and open the door now.
Poor Stefan. He gets a stand in the warmth outside. Later. We're in Siberia.
Well, he's got to prepare for his commentary later.
Oh, yes.
He's a busy man.
I cannot wait for that, Stefan. I'll be behind the buttons. I'll do button things.
Well, that's not going to make it any easier, is it? With you fiddling with his faders.
Well, if he's nice to me, I'll pull his fader down. So there'll be no commentary. That's a lovely return from Goff. Goff trying to keep this game alive. Two huge forehands from Goff. Draws the error and keeps the first game and the second set alive. 40-30.
40-30.
Eyes of Ale Coco.
Merci.
Game point. Into the body. He's not going to make it over. Good change up from Świątek on the serve to go body. And that is the first game of the second set. As Goff trots to her towel at the side of the court. Świątek's already back, having a little slug of water. Crowd in good spirits. That pesky cloud has disappeared. Everyone is now back in bright sunshine. Was okay, Ole. The band don't seem to be here today.
No.
And they left early yesterday.
There's an absence of brass band. How did you manage without the fanfares? Were you okay?
Fine. Managed to get through. I got Stefan to play some.
Good. Just a bit concerned that the Empress is not getting the usual entrance as she makes her stately progress around Stade Roland Garros.
Need a fanfare. Normally walk around with a trumpeter. As I walk into the épicerie to buy my baguette.
Ta-da!
Gough, love ones.